Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
If you think about it, everyone has a story. And the story explains who we are, how we got to this point, what we believe in, and how we see the world. And as our story includes what groups we belong to, which groups we think of as us, and which groups we think of as them. The story, our story, is how we make sense out of the world, and it solidifies who we are and who we are not. Similarly, countries have stories, religions have stories, families have stories, and couples have stories, and individuals have stories. Let me give you an example. Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank were once known as Palestine. Ownership of the land is disputed primarily between two groups, Israeli Jews and Palestinian Arabs. After the Arab-Israeli War of 1947-1948, Palestine became divided. Jewish Israelis, whose ancestors began migrating to the area in the 1880s, say their claim to the land is based on a promise from God and also the need for a safe haven from widespread anti-Semitism. The Palestinian Arabs, on the other hand, say they are the rightful inhabitants of the land because their ancestors have lived there for centuries. Leading up to the 1947-48 war, there had been numerous other conflicts. Based on this history, and their interpretation of it, both the Israelis and the Palestinians have created stories in which they justify their entitlement to the land and make each other enemies. Significantly, these stories have engendered suspicion, mistrust, and a deep sense of separation between each other, which has hindered the possibility for peace and an equitable distribution of the land. Communities also create stories about who they are, who is acceptable, who is not, the place of race, ethnicity, gender, and religion. Many times these stories identify certain groups as bad, as threats deserving to be eliminated from the community. This can create disharmony, as well as violence and hatred. The stories can also serve to hold members of the community together. So too, families create stories. Families create stories that tell who each member is. They assign value to certain members and devalue others. Someone becomes the patriarch. Someone else becomes the matriarch. Some are good children, others are bad children. Scapegoats. Amongst many other aspects of the family, the story defines who is an insider and who is an outsider. Stories are also created in marriages. Couples identify and characterize each other based on certain traits and assign certain meaning to these traits, some good and some bad. As with countries, communities, and families, they create a sense of separation or disconnection. Obviously, stories can be bad or good, or a mixture of both. But no story has been handed down on a tablet from Moses. There can be interpretation, projection, wishful thinking involved. However, because our stories are tenuous, it is possible that they are not true, intolerant of difference, fragmentary, and so forth. Then there is the greatest story ever told. That's the story of me. Who I am, how I fit into the scheme of things, the story that I tell myself over and over again until I take it as a matter of faith, as absolutely true. So what does this have to do with Zen practice? We all bring a variety of stories to the cushion with us. We have been affected to varying degrees by these stories. They also represent a variety of ways we may have been affected by our lives. Our stories also reflect our beliefs about life, who we think we are, what God is or isn't, and expectations about taking up a spiritual practice. Most people who show up to sit hold pretty tightly to their story, who they think they are, regardless of what they say over a cup of coffee. In order to benefit from Zen practice, or most spiritual practices grounded in direct experience, we must put down our stories. Not discard them, but soften our grip. This means letting go of our attachment to our story, being open to an alternative story. When you enter the Zendo and take up Zazen position, implicit in this act is that we are open to suspending our story. If we stick with this practice, a new story about who we are will emerge. This is a story of our fundamental connection to all things, including each other. The story in which separation melts away, our heart opens, and we realize our true nature. We can then go back to the old story with fresh eyes, and perhaps profoundly rewrite that story. Thank you.